欢迎大家和我们一起学习第34课。
Hello, I'm your host, Adam. Welcome to Lesson 34. With me today is...
大家好,我是 Kieran.
大家好,我是 Raphael.
This is a progressive course teaching Mandarin spoken Chinese. Each lesson builds upon previous ones. For a list of all our lessons and what was taught in each one, please visit the course outline pages on our website. As well, you can find plenty of review material for each lesson there. We will start today's lesson with a dialogue that introduces some new vocabulary while reviewing some previously taught words and phrases. As you listen to them, please follow along with the included dialogue transcript. They can be viewed directly on your MP3 player screen if it's capable of doing so, or from our website.
让我们先听一次今天的对话。
这个餐厅有很多东西可以吃，
可是我看不懂他们的菜单。
没关系，我可以帮你点餐。
让我们再听一次今天的对话，并跟 Kieran 说：
这个餐厅有很多东西可以吃。可是我看不懂他们的菜单。没关系，我可以帮你点餐。
All right, now this is part one of a two-part dialogue that we will finish up in our next lesson. Let's now break it down for you line by line, starting with the first one.
这个餐厅有很多东西可以吃。
Okay, so lots of new words there for you.
这个餐厅。餐厅。
Is two first tones and together means dining hall, but is a commonly used word to mean restaurant.
餐厅.
So this restaurant has
很多.
We know
很
means very and
多
we've seen before from
多少钱.
On its own,
多
means many, so together
很多
means very many or a lot.
这个餐厅有很多东西可以吃。
The next word we hear is
东西.
That's a first tone and a neutral tone.
东
On its own means east, while
西
represents west.
东西
However, when you put these two together, you get
东西
which means a thing or an item.
这个餐厅有很多东西可以吃。
The last two words we should know.
可以吃是什么意思？
是
can eat
的意思。
So putting it all together gives us this restaurant has a lot of things can eat.
这个餐厅有很多东西可以吃。
In other words,There are a lot of things to eat in this restaurant.
这个餐厅有很多东西可以吃。
She then says,
可是我看不懂他们的菜单。
So lots of new words there as well. The first one is
可是
The
可
is from
可以
meaning can, while
是
is the verb to be. Put them together and you get
可是
which is another word meaning but or however. Do you remember what the other word we taught you way back when was that also means but?
但是
The next part of the sentence was
我看不懂
We've seen all these characters before.
看 是什么意思?
That's the verb to look. We then have
不懂
不懂 是什么意思?
是
Don't understand
的意思
So putting those together gives us I don't understand what I'm seeing.
可是 我看不懂他们的菜单
Now
看
As a verb, can mean to look or to read. So in this context, she's saying, I don't understand whatever it is that she's trying to read. So what is it that she can't read?
他们的菜单
他们的 是什么意思?
是
their
的意思
We then have
菜单 菜
is a fourth tone and refers to vegetables or a dish that you may have for a meal. The
单
here is a first tone and refers to a list. So a list of dishes is what they term a menu.
菜单
So I can't understand their menu.
可是我看不懂他们的菜单
The man then replies,
没关系, 我可以帮你点餐。
We saw the first expression recently.
没关系,
没关系, 是什么意思?
是,
That's okay.
的意思。
We then have,
我可以帮你。
There's a new verb in there.
帮
is a first tone and is the verb to help. So I can help you to
点餐
Now we've seen
点
several times before in
一点
and also in telling time. Now there it meant a dot. Here, however, it functions as the verb to order. So it's the same character, just a different meaning. Now, what is she going to order? Well, the last word we saw earlier,
餐,
meaning dish. So, I can help you order a dish.
我可以帮你点餐。
让我们再听一次今天的对话, 并跟Kirin说,
这个餐厅, 有很多东西可以吃。可是我看不懂他们的菜单。没关系，我可以帮你点餐。
Okay, and let's listen to the dialogue one more time.
这个餐厅有很多东西可以吃。可是我看不懂他们的菜单。没关系，我可以帮你点餐。Great.
Now, as mentioned earlier, this is a two-part dialogue, which we'll finish up in our next lesson. In the meantime, visit our website, ChineseLearnOnline.com, and take a look at all the resources we've put together for premium subscribers to help you review this and all our previous lessons. Then join us again next time for lesson 35.
谢谢大家。